Let's go to something nice and much easier. The Shamru. And this will even be able to sing together, because it's really, as far as I don't write easy. I'm sorry. But I don't write easy also because I have to honor who I am, because I'm not an easy person. So if I wrote easy music, I'd be lying to you. And you'd think, oh, he's such an easy person. He's so nice, so simple. And then I would have been lying to you. So I have to write music. But I try. My wife reminds me to be sweet. So I try to write sweet, but then I'll put chords in there that will disturb the sweetness. But why in this song? Because look at what the song is, "V'shamru b'nei Yisrael." Ah, you know, it's such a sweet piece of music. I mean, it's a sweet prayer. It's not a complicated prayer. It's not one of those prayers where you go, ooh, wow. No, this is a sweet prayer. And it's something that all Jews sing, all Jews know. So there again, have to change melodies. Now, why do we have to change melodies? We don't have to change melodies just to change melodies. And we don't have to change melodies and throw the old ones out. In a good congregation, you should have a number of different melodies for something. So you can have two different kinds of Shamru or three different kinds. Shamru, a few different ones of the main things that you do, because you don't know what mood the congregation is that Friday night. You come on Friday night and, God forbid, maybe there was a tragedy in the community. And you were going to be singing, Hey, Shamru, Bene Israel. And you know that half of the people are heartbroken. And so it's the wrong Shamru to sing that night. So I have to quickly look at the congregation, and I have to sing a different Shamru. So this is a different Shamru, and this is a feminine Shamru. But it's feminine also because the word Shamru is a feminine word. Okay? I'll get to it in the Lachadudi, and I'll explain to you why it's feminine. But this is a feminine song for Friday evening. So I'll sing it for you through, and the moment you, this, we'll see if this passes the test. Every time I get back to the refrain, you start joining me. Okay? And then I'll teach you the second part harmony. It's nothing. Piece of cake. Okay?
Shamru b'nei Yisrael et ha-shabbat la-sotet ha-shabbat v'dorotam b'rit olam la-sotet ha-shabbat v'dorotam b'rit olam Beni uben benei Israel oti leora. Beni uben benei Israel oti leora. Meshameru benei Israel et ha-shabbat. Sheshet yamim asa Adonai et hashamayim ve'et haaretz uvayom hashvi'i uvayom hashvi'i shabbat vayinafash v'shameru b'nei Yisrael et hashamayim Sotet ha-shabbat le-dorotam ve-ritolam.
This is what we call the three-time test. If by the third time you can sing it along with me without knowing how to read music, then it will stay in the congregation. That simple. If it can't, it's maybe good for Rosh Hashanah, it's good for a special occasion, it's good for Yom Kippur, it's good for something like that. It's not good for Shabbat. Now, that's one thing. So three times, the third time, you should be able to, not everybody is musical, but most should be able to pick it up and should be able to start going, oh, I can do that, I can sing along with that. That's one thing. Second, it had better be more interesting in the verses than in the refrain. Otherwise, the chazan is going to get bored. So that's also important. I try to write with compassion for chazanim and shlichei tzibur, not just for congregation. So it's falling somewhere in the middle. A lot of colleagues of mine in America, everybody sings everything all the time together. I don't like that. First of all, I didn't come to the synagogue to sing everything all the time with everybody. I also want to sit and listen. I also want to sit and shut up. I just want to be quiet. Right? So I have to strike a balance between what's interesting and what's accessible, what's possible for everybody to sing along with. And it's only when we strike that balance that you can start having this feeling of a pull and a push and a give and a take and an up and a down and relaxed and upbeat. I have to have that. But also because it's a dialogue. It has to be a dialogue between us. It can't just be all of us all the time in the same direction. Give and take. So you now know the melody, right? All right. So we're going to do it one more time. But I'll just show you that there's a second part harmony that comes in the letter... letter E? Is that where it comes the first time? Yeah. Yes.
Shomer Ruben Israel et HaShabbat.
Suddenly the sopranos get this vocal. And it's really lovely because when we do it in the synagogue, in my synagogue, you suddenly hear the women. That's my little dig at my Orthodox friends about Kol Isha. Okay? So something like that too happens. You don't think that I'm sans awareness of a whole bunch of things that happen. Sometimes I want to hear the women above everybody else, just because it should be something that is heard, and so people should hear the women. And in this case, there's no choice, because they're singing so high here that you're going to hear them above everybody else. Everybody else takes care of the melody, and the women who can reach it, reach there, and there's a lovely feeling in it. Now, if any of you can read this and can sing it, you're welcome to sing it along. We'll do the song one more time from the beginning, and when we get there, we'll see. You know what? I'll even take it down to D major, and that way it'll be easier for us to sing. I hope nobody has perfect pitch here, because if you do, it will hurt your ears, but if you don't, you wouldn't even know that it happened, right?
Shameru b'nei Yisrael et ha-shabbat la-sotem ha-shabbat ve-dolotam le-brit olam la-sotem ha-shabbat ve-dolotam le-brit olam Veniu ben bene Israel, oti de olam. Veniu ben bene Israel, oti de olam. Ne shameru bene Israel, et asham. Let go of
כי ששת ימים עשה אדוני את השמיים ואת הארץ, וביום השביעי, וביום השביעי שבת ויהפך.
And you already sing it. It's what I like to call Nosach Livorno. It's not really Nosach Livorno, but it's like Nosach Livorno. It's Italian. And I love to always honor the entire Jewish world. Okay? You know, if you live in America, there are almost no communities that are like just a communities like we had before the war, yeah? So Lvov, you know, Vizhnitz, Kuznitz, everybody had Nusach, their own sound, their own thing. You go to America, you have in the same congregation Jews from Amsterdam, from London, Sephardic London, Ashkenazi London. You have Jews who are from Lithuania, Jews who are Hasidim, Jews who are from all over the world. So there's no such thing anymore as one Nusach in that sense. There, it just isn't. Because they're an Erev Rav. They're coming, they're multitudes coming from everywhere. If they're coming from everywhere, the music in my synagogue has to honor them. I have to acknowledge those who are in the house. So in my synagogue in Los Angeles, California, we'll do a Yigdal that's from Saloniki. We'll do a Enke Eloheinu that's half Ladino, half Hebrew. We'll do a Hasidic from Karlin, like we did in the opening. We'll do Hasidic from Belz. We'll do Lewandowski. We'll do my own. We'll do a whole bunch of different things. So that a person who sits in there almost gets also a kiss of history while they're sitting there. Yeah, they get a little bit of something about what it means to be a Jew in the world. Not just in this synagogue at this moment, at this time, but that it's timeless, that it has a flow to it that shows you that we're all connected. And what connects us? The liturgy. That's what connects us. Nothing else connects us. Okay. Food, we're different. We look different. We sound different. We eat different. We dress different. But the liturgy, give or take, same. It's the same book.